Tough guy Clint Eastwood takes his talents behind the camera in Play Misty for Me. Eastwood plays Dave Gardner, a late-night radio disc jockey who receives consistent requests from a female fan to play Misty for me. Dave visits his usual night spots, where the female fan reveals herself as Evelyn. Dave can't resist her looks and seductive banter, so they start an affair. When he tries to break it off, Evelyn doubles down in this 1971 thriller. Eastwood takes what he's learned from legends like Sergio Leone and Don Siegel and puts a little bit of Alfred Hitchcock flavor in Play Misty for Me, his directorial feature debut. What starts out as this like innocent affair between Dave and Evelyn turns into this bloody, toxic obsession. Evelyn can't seem to accept the fact Dave's gone back to his girlfriend, and by the time that Evelyn figures it out, her obsession with Dave turns deadly. The second half of Play Misty for Me is infused with like a slasher movie DNA, and I can't lie, I really enjoyed it. Jessica Walter gives an amazing powerhouse performance here as Evelyn. She starts out as this cute, innocent woman, legs crossed, showing a lot of skin at the restaurant. Dave's all for it. He's all into her seductive ways, and the affair starts. But Evelyn's simple crush on Dave soon turns into an obsession. She can't just have a one-night stand. And nobody is safe from Evelyn, not even Dave. Eastwood's portrayal of Dave is against type. You don't have the macho, gun-holsting cowboy here, or even the Dirty Harry dialogue. No, there's no guns here. He's an everyday DJ, an everyday man. And we see the fear of Eastwood throughout the film when he realizes that he's made a mistake with this affair. Eastwood's performance here felt fresh and unique compared to his other roles in his filmography. Performances are fantastic across the board, and his cinematography is great. There's a lot of great music in this film. Play Misty for Me arrives here on a brand new 2K master from Kino Lorber, and it's loaded with special features here, including audio commentary by film historian Tim Lucas, interview with co-star Donna Mills, a video essay, Play It Again, a look back at Play Misty for Me, a documentary. Great inside documentary about the making of, and Clint Eastwood has a lot to say about his influences and just crafting his style, like his directing style. He didn't want to use a lot of takes. Eastwood is known for maybe getting 2 takes per scene, so that kind of all started here with Play Misty for Me, and he's kind of kept that going for, you know, 6 or more decades that he's been directing. And there's a lot of trailers and TV spots as well. Overall, I'd recommend Play Misty for Me for any Clint Eastwood fan that wants to see him play a different type of role, and just to see his directorial debut and kind of know where his progression is as an artist. As far as the picture quality, I thought it was fantastic. It really highlights the cinematography here and the beautiful landscape of California's Oceanside, and the colors really pop. Overall, Play Misty for Me is a unique thriller that I think still holds up. So I'd highly recommend this film. Have you guys seen Play Misty for Me? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Hey guys, it's Dan. I wanted to share a special announcement with you. You know how IMDb has their top 250 and Sight and Sound did their top 200? Everybody has their list out there. So I decided I'll make my own. And joining me on this journey is my good friend Tom. So join us every Sunday. So we'll be presenting to you guys 25 movies each for the next 10 Sundays until we reach our number one film. And the beauty of it is, it's our list. And I want to thank every one of you out there for being a subscriber. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss out. Northman is Robert Eggers' third film. Eggers was provided a large budget for this one, close to $100 million for this Viking epic story of revenge and one man's destiny. The Northman stars Alexander Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman, Klaus Bang, Anna Taylor-Joy, Ethan Hawke, Bjork, and Willem Dafoe. A young Viking prince witnesses his father's demise from his own brother. He seeks out this plan for revenge. Does it sound familiar?
I will avenge you, father! I will save you, mother! I will kill you, Fiona!
I will avenge you, father. I will save you, mother. I will kill you, Fiona.
Does it sound like The Lion King? Does it sound like Hamlet? Does it sound like a little bit of Gladiator? A little bit of Braveheart? Yes. And this movie could have been a stereotypical Viking revenge film. But the way that Robert Eggers chose to portray this story, he goes full in on the dark. The whole mythos of the berserker rage is on display here. A man growing up to be a wolf or a bear, having that inner beast. And it's full on display. None of the characters are really likable. Some more are more evil than other evils, but there's always that baseline of evil in this film. The Northman is visually stunning. Felt like I was watching a high fantasy film. There's volcanoes, witchcraft, there's all kinds of swordsmanship, spears. The action is violent, very violent, gore, blood, they don't hold back. But it's, again, it's Eggers' direction. Eggers has these oners, these one-shots of like a village being invaded by soldiers, and he follows just a tracking shot. A lot of dolly shots in this one, and the way that Eggers stylizes the Northmen to be like this abstract revenge Viking quest, I think is what really works. It wasn't a huge success, and the Northmen is not necessarily a commercial style story, because it's not really a happy ending. Yes, the quest is fulfilled by the end, but do we leave uplifted like Gladiator or Braveheart? No, not at all. We left more with, like, what an experience. Northman gives you an unique experience of what it might have been like in the Viking Age. This 4K is loaded with special features, and I found the feature commentary with Robert Eggers. It's rare that we get a commentary with a director these days, and this track is well worth it. He goes into full detail on how they pulled things off, how they used different technology, how they built the sets. Most of the sets were practical. They used real fire, real stone, real wood. They tried to get it as authentic as they could for the time period. And there's deleted scenes, extended scenes. There's several featurettes on here. So this 4K UHD is loaded with special features, and it also looks fantastic. The details are vibrant, and you really feel like it's snowing in your house. All the detail, the snow falling, and you see the blood, you feel the music. The immersive Atmos track on here is just it's a demo quality disc. So I'd highly recommend The Northman for any fans of Viking lore, historical fantasy. You know, go in with a fresh mind and enjoy the grueling experience of The Northman. Have you guys seen The Northman? Let me know in the comments below your thoughts on Robert Eggers' third outing, The Northman. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.